We're all taking more photos than we ever did before, largely because we have a camera built into our smartphone in our pockets. But what happens to those images once you've captured them? Do they just sit on a memory card within your phone? Well, our technology correspondent Jess Kelly is with me now with some tips for making the most of your images. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. I mean, there are images which we capture and we might look at from time to time. But then you swap phones and you do something else and they're gone.
And they're gone. And this is one of the things that the most frequently asked questions that I received is, my phone was stolen last night. Is there any way I can get my images back? And the only way you can do that is if you're smart and if you back them up. So there's kind of three key steps, and we have them up on newstalk.com/Pat Kenny now, that I kind of live by, because the images that I have are some of my most prized possessions. But I found since, you know, the smartphone era, what happens is you take loads and then they're just stored somewhere on a hard drive and you can't even access them. So if you said to me, can you find a photograph from the News Talk Christmas party 2 years ago, I could find it within minutes because I have my cloud perfectly organised by name and by date. And, you know, that is, I'm probably on the extreme side, but it just makes complete sense to have them organised in some way, shape or form.
Yeah. So, now, the first thing you say is sort them immediately, because nowadays, unlike the old days when you had an Instamatic camera. Do you remember those things? And there might have been 12 shots in the camera. So you kind of framed your picture carefully. And
you took your time, yeah.
Whereas with the smartphone, you know, just snap, 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 snap. And
exactly.
A lot of them are no good.
Exactly. So what I say to people is, you know, if it's a big weekend or if you have like a family event or it's a communion or if it's Easter or whatever it is, and you take a lot of photographs, spend time that evening sorting through them. Delete the ones that are no good. If you need to kind of realign one or crop something out, edit them as you go. And that way then it's not going to be a big hassle. Once you've done that, what I'd say is back them up monthly. So, you know, there's so many different options out there to back up your photographs. I'd recommend doing it in the cloud. That way your photos are accessible anywhere at any given time. And it's very affordable to buy cloud space now. If you're an iPhone customer, you can get 50 gigs of storage for 99 cent a month.
And is that permanent forever?
Yeah, like as long as you...
But if you stop paying...
If you stop paying, you still have the cloud space, but you can't add to it. So that's the same with all the cloud services that are out there. So that's 99 cent a month for 50 gigs. That's what I have. And it's so handy because the photographs go up there straight away whenever I'm in a Wi-Fi zone. If you've an Android phone, you can use Google Photos. So this is associated with your Gmail address. So if you are a Gmail user, you can just type in Google Photos into Google and all of your images will pop up. It's worth noting this is fully secure. It's like blocked with your password and all that shebang. That's completely free. And another option is Dropbox. So you can get a terabyte of space for €99 a year. And again, when you think about it in those terms, that's actually very good value. It's more space than you could probably fill.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's all of your images in one place. So between iCloud and Dropbox, that's the way I have my photograph stored.
Okay. Now, can you store video there as well?
You can do, yeah. Any file that you have on your phone can sync up. What I would say is if you're using any of these options, ensure the settings on your phone only sync when you're on Wi-Fi, because I had a situation. It was actually Oisín Langan's birthday here in Newstalk a few years ago. I took a video of everyone singing happy birthday and it ran up a €30 phone bill trying to sync that video to the cloud. So don't fall into that trap.
Now, the third thing you say is something that people simply don't seem to do anymore. I mean, witness Hewlett-Packard downsizing their operation, closing down the manufacturer of printers, and that's print often.
Yes.
I mean, is print still going to be with us?
I think so. And it's something, this is where people do fall down. This is the last hurdle in the fight, but you do fall down on it every single time. There's so many options out there for printing photographs. And it used to be the case when the digital photographs came into a thing that you have to go to the pharmacy and get them printed and put them on a memory card. You can do it sitting on your couch and get the photographs delivered to your door. There's a few different options that I recommend. The two that I have tried and that I use every 2 months or so, I'd get photographs printed. The first one is Social Print Studio. Now, I use these because I use Instagram quite a lot. So they're the square photographs and they have the filters on them. And Social Print Studio allow you to order prints, 24 images in those square formats, and they look gorgeous. I have an entire wall of my apartment covered in these square photographs.
How much for 24 images?
It's €26. Now, that's including delivery to Ireland because they do come from America, and it's worth noting that it does take a few weeks for this to come to Ireland. So if you're looking for photographs in a rush, this is not for you. But if you're looking for really nice gifts, I've bought a few gifts from Social Print Studio, and they just come out really high quality and just gorgeous photos to look at. And then the second option is for people who do want photographs on a tight turnaround time, and that's photobox.ie. I don't know if you've come across these before, but they can offer you prints from 16 cents a copy. Mm-hmm. But you can also do so much more with your photographs as well. So
on a mug?
On a mug, which is completely impractical. But for example, a lovely gift idea, Mother's Day is coming up not that far away, getting a phone cover of, you know, the grandkids or the kids, very easy to put a photograph onto one of those. You can get pillowcases if you want to freak someone out. And you've so many different options. But photo books as well are a gorgeous gift. If you do, again, have, you know, a communion or a christening or any big family event, it's always nice to put them into a photo book. They're not that expensive, like around €30 for a high quality printed book. And again, you can just leave it on your coffee table, but it's getting your images off your phone and into your life.
Now, we know that some people are addicted to taking selfies, and
yes,
mostly they languish on the phone. But there is a bespoke product that is designed for the selfie taker.
The selfie lover. It's actually called the Canon Selfie Printer, and the model that I've reviewed a few times is the CP1200. So it's a long name, but if you just go into any retailer like PC World or Harvey Norman or Argos and say you want a Canon Selfie Printer, they'll get you one of these. It's a very small, very neat little printer, and it syncs up to your phone via Bluetooth, or you can put a memory card or a USB stick in and print your own photographs. And they come out just as they would do if you were using a professional system. Uh-huh. And it's around €150 for this little printer. And then the paper, it's €20 for 36 sheets of the photo printing paper. And then the ink is €35.
How long does the ink last? How many
it
sheets?
It actually lasts. I've had one for quite a while now, and I don't think I've ever replaced the ink. So I think I've probably printed, I'd say, around 70 photos and never replaced the ink. So that's not too bad going. Do you know that way?
Okay, but you're going to be getting a print. What size print would it be?
It's the standard photograph
size.
Standard
photograph size, okay.
4x6.
Which used to be called an N print. I presume, yeah. But it'll cost you certainly less than €1 between ink and paper.
Exactly. It's a nice thing. I love having my one in my apartment because, if someone's birthday's coming up and you just want to get them a little frame and throw a photograph in, you don't have to worry about going anywhere else to print. It's a really nice thing. Again, it makes for a great gift idea as well if someone's birthday's coming up.
And all details on newstalk.com.
Indeed.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much.
Thank you.